That was good for a very long time at all. I watched that channel, The Vanguard. You know those guys?
Yeah.
You don't fuck with them.
No. I have no issue with them. No, so, they're chill. I like them.
I watch them and I watch all of the stuff.
Yeah, this was pretty exciting. I think Hassan had Van Lathem on his show on Christmas Day, from what I understand. And obviously, Zach and I are huge fans of Van Lathem over here at The Vanguard. So I was super excited for this collab.
What a grinder both Van Lathem and Hassan are. If this happened on Christmas, I think it might have been Christmas Eve is when I have this first clip from. But still, always working. That dude is always in the chair. Even if it's the holiday season. So yeah, shout out to both of them for putting out this content. But this was the first thing I came across, and it was, can I do a Jank impression as he proceeds to give Hassan war flashbacks? And I tweeted this out. I was like, uh-oh, Van Lathem coming for my job as the resident Jank impersonator. But we can take a quick look at this guy, and then we have an even more exciting clip to play for everyone.
Can I do a Jank impression?
No, let's do it. Let's hear it.
You guys, you don't want to talk to MAGA. You don't want to talk to MAGA. You just want, oh, I'm pure. I'm pure. I'm so pure. I'm so right. That's not the way you get through to people. That's not the way you make friends with people. Oh, I'm so right. I'm the person.
His kids are here, man.
It's funny to me.
No, I know. It was pretty good.
He says his kids are here, man.
Yeah, it was like I said, it was Christmas Day, I think, so it kind of makes sense. And you know, Hassan also posted this. He says, "Yeah, fuck it, Jinxgiving came twice this year." So pretty funny stuff. Obviously, hilarious impression from Van Lathem. And, you know, we already got a little bit of wind, I believe, in the interview he did with Imo Viglin, that he might be a fan of the van. Van is a fan of the van. Pretty crazy, right? So we already kind of knew about that. I was not expecting, however, for Mr. Van Lathem to bring up this show, ours truly, on Hassan Piker's Twitch stream. I don't know how many people were watching, but that's quite a few, I'm sure. And I don't think we've ever actually been brought up on Hassan's show. I don't think Hassan has ever actually, you know, been asked how he feels about the Vanguard. So I was pretty excited to hear his answer to that question as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of rumors, you know, about, oh, Hassan hates you guys. Wow, Hassan, no problem. So yeah, everybody will get to hear for themselves. And yeah, always good to get that shout out from Van Lathem.
Yeah, 100%. And if anyone's not familiar, you know, obviously Van Lathem at one point was a senior producer and co-host on TMZ, right? And, you know, people always call us the left-wing TMZ. So maybe that's why it fucks with us. Who knows? But either way, huge shout out to the bro. It's super crazy. And like I said, just made for a really surreal moment that you guys are about to see. Let's take a look here. You ready, Zach?
Yeah, I'll make us a little smaller than normal because this is a momentous occasion. Here we go.
So I almost don't want to get involved with them. I'm like, let them fight. Yeah. But what I will say is that, like, when I watch the shit that's happening on the left too, that was good for a very long time at all. I watched that channel, The Vanguard. You know those guys?
Yeah.
You don't fuck with them.
No, I have no issue with them. No, so, they're chill. I like them.
I watch them and I watch all of the stuff. But I will say,
yeah. So not only did he ask what he thinks of him, he made sure to check in and say, make sure he in fact does fuck with us. So let's hear that one more time. But again, a totally surreal moment. And I'm glad Hassan didn't say fuck the Vanguard.
Yeah, not only that, he says, I like them. Ooh, Hassan, fan of the show. If anybody asks me, I'm telling them, not only does Hassan know who we are, not only does he, I would say on a monthly basis, like people are always like, oh, the Vanguard Cloud Chat. Hey, on a monthly basis, I would say we get the favorite on Twitter from Hassan Piker's account. So I'm like, I know he knew we were out there. I know he knows what's up with it. He likes some of our takes, right? But not only that, I'm considering him a fan now. We now can boast amongst our celebrity star fans of the show, Hassan Piker, largest Twitch streamer in North America.
Yup, pretty crazy shit. Pretty crazy shit. Let's hear that one more time, maybe two more times. just for good measure.
And fight. Yeah. But what I will say is that, like, when I watched the shit that's happening on the left too, that was good for a very long time at all. I watched that channel, The Vanguard. You know those guys?
Yeah.
You don't fuck with them.
No. I have no issue with them. No, so, they're chill. I like them.
I watch.
They're
them,
chill. I like them.
Stuff, but I will say this.
Man, we crazy. Might be his favorite show.
Yeah, pretty crazy shit. Super surreal to hear.
I have no issue with them. No, so, they're chill. I like them.
I watch them and I watch all of the stuff. But I will say this.
Unk, you are tapped in.
He's tapped in.
The Vanguard.
Hold on.
That's crazy.
The Vanguard, Kyle, Breaking Points. Saga is my favorite person on the right in the whole world.
Brought up in the same breath as Kyle and Breaking Points. That's another super, you know, nice thing for Van Lathan to say. And again, I'm really glad he fucks with the show. I mean, it means a lot that he genuinely just enjoys the program. It means a lot when anyone says that. But, you know, we didn't even realize until recently that Van Lathan was among the audience.
So I actually waited until we were live to watch. Like, I knew vaguely that he said, the Vanguard's chill, but that was the first time I watched the whole clip. Man, pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. I'm just saying, you know, we've always said the show the stars are watching. I think it's clear that this is in fact the show the stars are watching. And yeah, you know, we try and do our own thing, and we try and make sure that we're not just giving everybody the same show that somebody else is already doing at a really high level. That's why we have. I'm not about to cry. But this one's very exciting. I want to make that clear. I'm not afraid to cry on air, but I'm getting up close and personal. Like, I'm not even stoned. Like, I don't know what you mean. He's about to cry, but I am excited. I do have like the jitters a little bit. It's crazy.
Oh yeah, like I said, honestly, such a cool thing to kind of wake up to on Christmas morning. I guess we found out about it a little bit later in the afternoon, but it did feel like a real Christmas gift, a real Christmas miracle, you know, sent our way. Just such a nice thing to hear from, again, someone that we really respect in Van Lathan, and for Hassan to not shoot it down, you know, that's even more. So really cool stuff. Let's hear the rest of this, and then, you know, we can give our concluding thoughts and move on to the next topic, I suppose.
Breaking Points and all of the stuff, but I will say this.
Unk, you are tapped in.
You are so tapped
in. The Vanguard.
Hold on.
That's crazy.
The Vanguard, Kyle, Breaking Points. Sagar is my favorite person on the right in the whole world. Sagar don't want you to smoke weed. Sagar don't want you to watch porn.
I did a thing with him.
Sagar wants you to stay in the fucking thing. Saga's my favorite guy on the
right. I did a thing with him at the New Yorker magazine because they profiled both of us.
And I watched that.
And I could not believe it. He is so. I mean, I DM'd him the other day. I was like, listen, with the gambling style, like, I don't agree with you in terms of like any sort of abolition whatsoever, but like, I do the gambling stuff.
The gambling stuff, he's my guy.
It's so bad, dude.
But I say all this to say, you know, talk about all of the different things. And I know people have their opinions about TYT, but the shit for me, the first person I ever saw on TV talking that leftist shit, I'm like, who is this man?
Oh, Cenk?
It was Cenk.
Yeah. So a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that. Oh.
What the fuck is this?
They're making fun of me. This was you months ago. Yo, Elon Musk, pull up if you really want to make Trump mad.
Oh, you're trying to get him on the
I was trying to, yeah.
You're trying to get him on the fucking.
I was trying to get him on the stream because he was like.
Have you had righties on the stream? Who from the right has come on the stream?
Christian Walker.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
He's
So yeah, that's mostly it. Hassan kind of changed the conversation when Cenk got brought back up. I guess only so much shit talking you can do on your own family member, so that's understandable. But I don't know if that's actually why he changed the conversation, but I did think that was sort of funny. Either way, you know, it's kind of the same thing with me, at least on the internet. I mean, besides people on TV like Jon Stewart, yeah, it was Cenk and TYT that kind of got me into online left-wing politics. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, we talk about TYT so much, to see how far they've fallen in certain ways, to track the evolution, the de-evolution in some, you know, instances of that channel. But yeah, that's part of the reason why we talk about him so much too. Cenk really was a pioneer in the space, a real young Turk, you know, so no denying that.